This is Northwest News on KNKX. The ability to travel comes with some responsibilities. This week on Going Places, travel expert Matthew Brumley tells 88.5's Ed Ronco that there are ways to have a positive impact, no matter where they're heading.
Matthew, last week we talked a little bit about the ethics and responsibilities of going to places like Cuba and North Korea. I want to talk this week a little bit about responsible travel in general. What are some things I can do as a traveler to have a positive impact on the world around me as I make my way around the globe? Because it takes a lot to get from A to B.
So things that would fall under this category would be, offset your carbon footprint.
How do I do that?
Well, there's carbon calculators. You can go online. There's carbon calculators in which you can actually say, well, where am I flying to? I'm flying from Seattle to Paris. What is my carbon footprint? Traveling from point to point direct is a much more environmentally friendly way to travel than touching down, in several locations, because takeoff and landings consume the most amount of fuel at that point in travel. Support locals whenever you can.
So local businesses, local craft markets, things like
exactly. that? Exactly. If you can, buy directly from locals. Stay at local hotels, utilize local restaurants. The other thing I would say is be sensitive to small businesses. And if you're one who likes to write on places like Yelp and TripAdvisor, think twice, perhaps before slamming a small business or going too negative on them, because what you write has a massive impact on their business. People really read that stuff and they take it to heart. So if you say, well, I'm really unhappy because they didn't have air conditioning and a pool, the onus might be on you, because maybe perhaps you didn't look at their website properly beforehand and didn't do your research to realize that actually, A, they never said they had air conditioning, and B, they never said they had a pool. So go easy on them. And also, everyone has an off day. I mean, we all do. So perhaps they were understaffed that day. But just be a little sensitive about what you write online, because it really sticks.
There are cultural norms, too, that I should probably think about following. I mean, they vary country to country, but there are some that are universal. For example, where I point my camera.
Yeah, that's pretty much rude worldwide. Go up and say, just start up a conversation with them. And then after that, ask them, can I take your photo? And 99% of the time, they'll say yes. Being a good traveler also means learn about the place that you're visiting and being culturally sensitive to the place that you're visiting.
Give me an example of that.
Well, we learned from our mutual friend of ours, Tyson Verse, that when you're in Thailand, you just would never dare say, you never should say anything negative about the royalty or the king. I mean, that's just, he's considered much more than just a, figurehead. I mean, it's really a part of their culture. So, knowing things like that, not putting your hosts in a difficult situation by asking them publicly for their political views on their leader.
It can be easy to forget that our very presence in a place changes it, and we should be aware of, just what being there means to the place around us.
Right.
All right. Matthew Brumley, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Matthew Brumley is our travel expert and the co-founder of Earthbound Expeditions. You can learn more about responsible travel and link to our earlier segment about going to places like North Korea or Cuba on our website, knkx.org. I'm Ed Ronco.